Mike, go.
Welcome to the podcast, everybody.
Woo! Woo!
100.
Woo.
Podcast 100. This is it. This is our George Burns of podcasting. He was old.
Okay.
The worst fucking reference.
No, that's going to stick with our listening audience for sure. Is going to know who George Burns is.
Yeah, because, yeah.
Like my grandma. She'll know.
Oh, God, you devil.
Oh, part one and two.
He's that actor that you see in things that are not like good things, but.
No,
you,
he's you that say, old guy with the cigar.
Yeah, and you're like, hey, what's that couch doing on TV?
Because he's anyway,
over-tanned.
Hey, no. Stop.
That's not him?
No.
No.
Who am I thinking of?
You're thinking of the guy who was in Zorro the Gay Blade.
Yeah. Type in George Burns why he does the business. Mike, the business.
Yeah, podcast. It's free. So help us out. Go to Facebook. Like and share the Facebook page. Follow us on Twitter. Our Twitter handle is...
@ComesNaturalPod.
Yes, it is. And then you head on over to iTunes. Subscribe to the podcast. Rate the podcast. And also review the podcast. And then, now, we'll start the show proper. Cody.
Comes Naturally Podcast. We are...
Joe.
Mike.
I am Cody.
You hit that comes too hard.
Said no one ever. My eye. So, yeah, welcome to episode 100.
Yeah.
You fuck sticks.
Yeah. Creeps.
Yeah.
But thank you for being with us from the beginning, if you have.
And if you haven't, thank you for being here anyways.
Yep.
Yeah. Tell a friend and shit, man.
And tell another friend. And then tell another friend. And sooner or later, that's like three friends.
that's actually more than three friends.
Well, they didn't all.
Oh, yeah. Well, listen. Fuck them then. Hey, if you listen to the show, go fuck yourself. That's safe to say because they don't listen to it.
Exactly.
I'm going to Google famous people over 100.
Wow. Great content.
Yeah.
You know there's not really going to be anybody, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Good
Grandma
call.
Moses, she lived to be 101. Jeez. So this is our Grandma Moses episode. Or I guess next episode will be our Grandma. We'll save that one for later. Fix it in post!
We don't do that.
No, that's not going to happen either. Yeah. Uh-huh. What are you looking up now, Joe?
I'm trying to find out who that actor was. Because, yeah, George Burns isn't it.
No? It's not. What was that guy's name?
Yeah. You know who?
Yeah, I know you're talking about the guy who's super tan.
Zorro. Super tan.
IMDb Zorro the Gay Blade.
Yeah, he's in that.
Zorro the Gay Blade.
Yeah.
I'm hearing you right. Like Z-A-R-R-O.
Yeah, the Gay Blade.
Gay.
I'll figure it out. Blade. Sure.
Because
George Hamilton.
George Hamilton. That's who I'm thinking of. Different George. Yep.
Completely different George.
It's still George.
It's true.
It's a George.
It is a George, and he is not of
the
jungle.
How does that movie have a 43% on Rotten Tomatoes? Come on.
Well, because it was written to be a stupid comedy.
Yeah, but...
Nailed it.
Yeah.
It's not like it's a fucking 83% on Rotten Tomatoes.
It should be.
Why does Google keep trying to correct it to Zorro the Gay Blade?
Well, because Zorro is, you know, a thing. Because Zorro is not a real word.
George Hamilton played two parts in that movie.
Thanks for narrowing that down for us, Mike.
Did he play himself and also himself?
No.
Did he play with himself? Yeah.
Do I want to know? No.
But do you? No, but seriously, do you? So, yeah. What's up, guys? Good talk.
It is Zorro the Gay Blade. It's not Zorro. Zorro.
Mike. God. Whatever, dude.
No, don't whatever me.
Listen, fuckhead.
And it looks like he played three characters.
Three? Boom, in your face, dummy.
Zorro the Gay Blade, Don Diego Vega, and Bunny Wigglesworth. What the fuck was this movie about?
It's about making a movie.
Was it? No, it wasn't.
Wasn't it?
No.
No.
It was a legit Zorro.
It's a legit Zorro. Mexico. 1840s. When the new Spanish governor begins to grind,
and his gay brother,
twin brother,
came to town, and he took over. Then instead of wearing all black, he started wearing like purple and orange and bright colors. And instead of just knocking out the Z, he would spell out his whole name. It was funny. You should watch it.
I've seen it before.
Apparently, not in a long time because you didn't know what the fuck was.
Well, because it's not good.
It is good.
Which is weird because usually at least you sit there and say, oh, no, I saw it like last month.
Yeah.
No, definitely not
this
one.
You can like pick any movie.
That's not true.
That's too true.
I haven't watched Stealth in a really long time. I brought it up again. You're welcome.
But you own it.
That was an episode 100 special.
Yeah.
Way to bring it back.
This is our remembrance episode, like all of this.
We
want
to talk about how awful Jamie Foxx's career has been.
What?
How awful Jamie Foxx's career has been after like... After Collateral, and then Ray,
like he just if he has these
and then
like
he fell off a cliff.
Well, because he didn't do anything after that.
Yeah, he did.
He's done a lot of things that are awful. But like it's the thing is, if you look at his the actual track record he has, you see that like it starts from nothing.
Yeah,
gets into something. He's like, damn, dude, you're
it's
a
literally
good actor.
A roller coaster,
and it's like just a fucking pitfall right after that, and then somehow like keeps finding work.
Yeah.
Does something amazing that like people are like, oh dang, he's a good actor and shit, and there's like he's like, and they're not like he's doing like critically acclaimed movies and then like art films. He's just doing garbage, like garbage.
I forgot that he was in Stealth.
Yeah, he's one of the pilots.
Yeah,
Jessica Biel, him, and
because it, well, you're right, it literally does go
who's
Collateral.
The guy that's in it?
Ray,
some white dude.
Yeah,
he was in Jarhead, which was pretty good.
Yeah, so
I'll say there's stuff that he's been in that's been good, but there's nothing here that that he's headlined and been good.
Yeah, and a lot
Django
of the good
the
stuff,
good one.
Like a lot of the big things that he's in is good. That's good. He's not the main in it. You know what I mean? Like Jarhead, for example, he's not
the main.
Very small role.
Yeah.
In that.
But Django would be the last role that he was actually a lead actor in. Well, I mean. Yeah, a lead actor that was actually good because he had Amazing Spider-Man 2, which I honestly still haven't seen yet.
Don't bother.
But everybody tells me don't bother, yeah.
I was so excited for it, too. Like, the first couple trailers.
We should have known because, like, that second trailer just looked like a fucking nightmare of just garbage. We should have been like, uh-oh.
Yeah, but the first one was so good, and then that first movie was good,
yeah.
And then the first trailer for part two was good.
Just remember that, like, he just jumps off that really tall building. It's like the suit's rippling behind him. I was like, oh. And then you watch the movie, you're like, that was the best part. The rest of this is hot shit. Bunch of lying sacks of garbage. But don't worry, Marvel's in charge now.
Yeah.
So,
Marvel.
Boom, yeah. Speaking of Marvel, Deadpool. Pretty excited about that movie. It's about 2 weeks away. Well,
yeah.
A week away when this goes up, so a week away. Mike's doing the happy dance. Put your dick away. Put your dick away.
Sorry.
No!
That's the reason we don't do video.
Should periscope it.
Anyways, so I sent you guys screen caps of it, but, you know, I'm not going to send screen caps to our listeners.
Unless you send us your phone numbers, and then Cody will take the time and send everyone screen caps.
Except for they have to have my phone number first, and don't give them my phone number. This isn't undateable. We have to change my phone number, like Chris.
Han Solo dies.
Spoilers.
First time. It's funny how like I think they're well, one of them they have a direct link to because obviously Fox is the studio who has the ability to connect. Deadpool, the Ryan Reynolds Deadpool, with the current running of the Marvel or the X-Men verse that they have going, you know, with like the you know with their version of X-Men going on. It's because in one of the new TV spots, you see Colossus and Negasonic Teenage Warhead walking in what looks like the X-Mansion towards the Blackbird, and then you see the Blackbird taking off, which looks super dope. But then there's another link to. The other set of Marvel franchise with a helicarrier.
Well, you say it's a helicarrier.
No, watch that clip. It's a helicarrier.
Okay, again, though, that's not like somebody from production saying, hey, that's a helicarrier. That's you.
Okay,
not
just
from
saying.
Production saying that's a helicarrier.
You can totally tell. It looks like a battleship That's above ground.
I'm just saying it's not necessarily a helicarrier.
Just saying that's what it looks like. Like, they couldn't make it look just like the ones from Marvel because they can't. I mean, that's just because they copyrighted those images. But it is a flying warship. It's pretty evident it is. I mean, and they could probably call it a helicarrier, right? It's not like a term they can really...
No, they probably can't.
Can they call it?
It's probably trademarked.
No.
It's a made-up word, though. So I guess they could.
Yeah.
You can't trademark, like helicopter.
Well, they did get mutants, right?
They have mutants, yeah. Because Fox has had it.
Yeah, because Marvel can't say it.
Yeah, they have to call them Miracles.
Miracles.
Ugh. Where's your Lego box?
Over there.
It's over there? It's that one right there?
It's that big one?
Yeah.
It says Marvel on the side of it?
Yeah. I can't see it that says Helicarrier, but it probably says Helicarrier, and it's trademarked.
Well, yeah, but even like Lego has a helicopter you can get, and they can't trademark that.
No, because helicopter would be a general term.
Yeah, and helicarrier would be a general term, too.
No, because that was something that was invented for...
You guys are arguing semantics.
No, I'm arguing actually, helicarrier.
It was an actual question I asked, if you paid attention.
Arguing semantics.
Or not.
I got to thinking, because there's a lot of Ryan Reynolds and Hugh Jackman online been floating around. Like, they've been crossing paths lately a lot. So I was all like, oh, shit, this is the end to get a rated R Wolverine movie. Like it doesn't have to be a rated R Wolverine movie, but, like, you could have Wolverine now jump into a Deadpool movie and just fuck shit up for the whole movie.
Yeah.
So I never thought about that until recently. I was like, oh, yeah, that's exactly what could happen. That'd be fantastic.
Fox maybe, well, I mean, it depends on how good Deadpool does for him, but they might be gun-shy of putting in one of their family-friendly ones.
Yeah.
That's what I would say.
Because they still want kids to go see the Wolverine movies, even though, like, the last Wolverine movie was definitely not for kids.
Yeah. It pushed the limits a little bit.
Yeah, for sure-sies.
But I think if you establish with the first Deadpool that this is not a kids movie.
They already did.
Yeah, and then you could throw in Wolverine. I think it'd be good, even if it's not like a whole movie with them. Like, give me the third act where he just goes in, him and Deadpool just fuck up an entire country of people.
Like a whole country of people?
One whole country. Dicing. Deadpool just shooting people and dicing them up, and Wolverine going full berserker on motherfuckers.
What we need more of...
Violence.
We need violence, but we need violence that they can sell...
Violence and sex on TV.
Calm down.
That's what we need, is... Were you not asking me?
No.
No.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I don't even think that was the question.
No.
Oh,
no.
Okay. No.
There was not even a question.
No. Meatloaf. We need meatloaf.
Like the dish or the singer?
Go ahead and turn yours off.
Okay.
I really want to know, the dish or the singer?
Dish.
Okay. Anyway, what's your statement?
Let me sleep on it.
No.
Not bitch shits Bob.
No.
Baby, let me sleep on it.
Sorry. No.
You could be meatloaf. Give you some long hair and a shitty motorcycle.
So depressing, but that's super true, too.
Let me see. It
would be like Will Sasso cosplaying as me.
Oh, fuck, I hate myself so much.
Halloween time. No, what I was going to say is we need more people to be like, hey, you know what we should do? Like Ninja Turtles, for example. What's the one thing we were missing in Ninja Turtles that we had a shit ton in the cartoon? Them using those weapons on things.
Oh, yeah.
Like, not deflecting bullets or, like, blah, cutting a barrel off a gun or whatever. I want limbs cutting off.
Mm-hmm.
And how they do it in the cartoon?
Robots.
There are robots. Make Foot Clan robots.
No.
Wolverine could do the same thing. You want to see some berserker, dude? Go against a bunch of fucking androids that come after him.
Yeah, but they kind of did the robot thing in the last movie, and it sucked.
The Sentinels is what you're getting at?
No, because they did the... are you talking about... With
the samurai,
samurai. Because he didn't really fight the Sentinels.
The actual Wolverine, yeah.
Yeah, he could have because he didn't have metal, so you know, neither did they.
Yeah.
Bullshit. When a world leader is mutants, you can have robots that function without any metal in them. No, you can't. Anyways, sorry. What are you looking at?
Nothing.
Are you eyeballing my T-800?
No, I'm thinking.
That's gonna be mine one day.
Just continue with your thoughts.
It's going to him in my will.
Nah.
I'm going to get it.
With a clause that says, do not give the mic. Ever. Burn before you die. That's what it says.
Before you die.
Oh, that would be awesome, actually.
That's my will.
Because then I would put, I'd like have the music going as it goes down into the fire. Dun, 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 dun.
He knows what's up.
Dun, 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 dun.
Just so Mike can't have it. But yeah, like you could
get another robot hand that's just like, yeah, and it flips Mike off as it goes down.
Then
Joe, be that mad.
Joe snaps off a microchip from a necklace and throws it in there.
In there too. Mm-hmm.
He goes, everything related to Terminator must go. Just like the franchise.
And he looks at me.
What's up?
He looks at me. He's like, I now know why you cry.
And I look at him. I'm like, hey, look, I got Arnold Schwarzenegger here. And I look at Mike and push him in. No more.
No, it's murder.
It is murder. But at that point, hopefully he's like.
Well, I'm dead at this point.
He is going to die. So it's
or I'm dying.
Because if you guarantee I'm going to die, I'm murdering somebody.
Really?
Yeah.
Like anybody? Just like the first four
randos. Just them like fucking like walk to the street and shoot somebody. Walk down the street like,
bang.
Fuck, I'm going to die? No, I'll make it worthwhile for everybody else.
I already know Mike's.
Adrian Brody.
Yep.
Would you though? Would you kill Adrian Brody?
No.
Yeah, see, that's what
M. Night Shyamalan, maybe.
Really? Why? He's on an uprise again though.
Why?
Because his last movie did good.
Yeah.
What was his last movie?
That one thing. I don't remember. Yeah, I didn't garbage. Go see it.
The thing with that wasn't his.
No, it was his.
No, the last one wasn't his.
Well, he just produced one that wasn't his.
Yeah.
He just had a movie that came out, didn't he?
No, I don't think so.
I'm pretty sure he didn't. I could look it up. Anyways, what I'm trying to get at is Wolverine could fight a bunch of robots. And you could have, like, because the big thing is you want to see with Wolverine is, like, him covered in blood.
Yeah.
Because, like, it's iconic from the comic books. But if he was covered in, like, oil or something.
Red oil?
Too. Yeah, dude. Yeah. Have a sheen of red on it. It would still be look like blood and be like... But it's not blood.
Mm-mm.
Contextual wise, like if you just it took a picture like of
blood.
It,
yeah.
Like Wolverine murdered somebody, like that's a lot of blood. Like that's at least three people worth of blood on
like
him.
Like that picture of Cain Velasquez.
Yeah, where he murdered somebody. Like it's three people worth of blood on him. Like Terry Crews from Gamer coming out, you know, not butt ass naked. he could do it.
Let's go watch Gamer.
Yeah, let's do it. Fuck this show.
We're done. Click.
That was episode one.
One.
Cut off. Just kidding. We are still here. But yeah, you just have a murder robots and stuff and like have like their whatever, you know, their whatever their viscous liquid oil is be reddish. What do you cockeying at?
The M. Night Shyamalan to see what he would last couple things that he did. The Visit he was a producer on.
Yeah.
But then he's executive producer of the Wayward Pines TV show.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I mean, I haven't really watched the show, but I read the first book, and it was just weird to see
that he's attached to it. I thought he directed something more recently, or he was about to, or something.
Actually, he's been doing a lot of producing work. After Earth, or no, that's super early. What the fuck, IMDb?
IMDb is the worst.
IMDb is the worst. Split is in post-production. Labor of Love. The Visit. Wayward Pine TV series. Apparently, he directed one episode. Oh, he did direct After Earth. Yeah.
Yeah, the shitty one with the Smiths.
Yeah. Anyway.
What I'm getting at is the reason I brought this up, because there's a movie that's coming out this weekend that I want to see, Pride and Prejudice and Zombies.
Oh, is that this weekend?
Yeah, it's this weekend. Mm-hmm. That and Hail Caesar this weekend.
So I kind of want to see Hail Caesar.
I really do want to see Hail Caesar.
It looks
as well.
Hilarious.
Pride and Prejudice and Zombies may be like a Wednesday night one we go see next week or something.
That sounds good.
Because I know he doesn't really care about it.
How do you not care about it?
It's Mike doesn't care about anything anymore.
But it's like
it's broads fighting zombies.
It's zombies. Granted, that's a little overplayed nowadays.
It was vicious zombies.
But it's
what Jane
Austen. What era is that? Yeah, it's a Civil War.
Yeah, Civil War. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that's what it. That's the thing.
So it puts a little bit more of a twist on it that we haven't seen before.
Is it Civil War? No.
No, it's after that. I think
Revolutionary War, right? Isn't that what
Pride and Prejudice
takes place in?
You read the book.
Why yeah, a fucking
know?
Long time ago. You know when that book came out?
You actually read Pride and Prejudice?
Yeah,
and,
I had to read
and
it.
And Zombies.
Oh, well, I read the Zombies.
Well, I know you read that one, but I
read the Pride and Prejudice, yeah. They're fucking
obviously
awful.
They're not going to be, like, super, you know.
No, that's exactly what they are.
Yeah, but I mean, like, Pride and Prejudice and Zombies takes its own liberties with the Pride and Prejudice story. It's not
no, it's the
exact
story.
Story.
It's the exact story. Difference instead of a cholera, it's the zombie plague. It's literally Jane Austen's story from start to end.
Yeah, but there's going to be differences, is what I'm saying.
Well, yeah, with the zombies and the karate. Well, kung fu and the sword play. I can't fucking wait for this movie. It's either going to be the biggest fucking train wreck or the most enjoyable movie this year.
Those are my two options. I'm going to pick train wreck.
You're a train wreck.
That's true.
Yeah.
You accept that
Will
way too
Sasso
way too
Meatloaf?
Fast.
Yeah.
Will Meatloaf Sasso?
Will Meatloaf Sasso.
Will Meatloaf for Meatloaf?
Are you looking it up right now? Are you fact-checking what war it's taking place?
Yes, I actually was.
Is it revolutionary?
Hold on.
I want to say it's because there's a bunch of British people in it. Anyways, the reason I brought it up because I just recently noticed that with the newer TV spots that are flooding the TVs for Pride and Prejudice and Zombies, is it's rated PG-13, which I had to go back. I was like, oh wait, we never saw a Red Band trailer for it. It just looks like it should be rated R.
Yeah,
with like the amount of like blood.
Well, especially there's that one scene where
the dude's ripping the head off.
Yeah, because it's from the first person perspective, and you hear like the.
Yeah, and then like the blood,
and then it drops to
up.
The
But then I thought, oh, it's zombies, so I guess that's kind of different. If it's not like red blood coming at you, if it's disgusting, gross zombie blood, and like zombie flesh, it's not going to be the
Walking
same.
Dead.
Well, you have a TV.
That's what I'm saying.
But that's what he's saying is that it's not red blood.
Yeah,
because you know,
it's like
it's,
Alien.
It's literally
and stuff,
that whole
like
stupid
PG-13 because it's not,
which I still don't fully understand.
Yeah.
It just can't be red blood.
Yeah.
You can be spewing anything out your arteries as long as it's not red.
Yeah, because like when Bishop dies, well, both androids technically, when they die, it's the milky white liquid, and then it's like gross. I mean, they have entrails like humans do. Obviously, there's circuits in there too, but it looks humanoid. That's what really always bothered me is like, why would you do that? But they have the white blood, so it's not, it's not, you know, blood. We can get away with that, you know, and like the few scenes where you see a human have anything, it's... The blood's more of skewed by clothes and stuff, so you don't really see it too much. But it's really the violence they go for. But if it's not violence on humans, like humans, then they usually get away from the R, unlike Deadpool, where it's just human on human violence.
That dude was up there when we got here.
That clip still makes me laugh.
Oh, that's
to this
fucking
day.
Awesome.
But yeah, so I was kind of shocked, like when I saw the commercial and it said PG-13, I was like, holy shit. Because in the book, I mean, Pride and Prejudice, there's blood because of the war going on.
Yeah.
But it's not like, you know, fucking zombies eating somebody's face and shit like that.
Well, it doesn't take place, like, on the front lines either, so...
No, not at all.
It's not the book itself, the original story. It doesn't have,
Pride and Prejudice is the main story, takes place on the outskirts of war. It's like the kind of the effects of the... Well, the book's not about the effects of war, but you see the effects of war.
Yeah,
so, like, you see, like, in the trailers at least, and also in the book, there are wounded people who are zombies in it, so pretty dope. But I really want to, and like Eric brought up a good point, is hoping they don't butcher it like they did Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter.
They will,
but you know, we'll see,
because I mean, obviously they've never read the book, but at least from the trailers, it looks to be more of like a action karate film.
Oh, yeah, no, that's in the book, too.
Yeah.
It is?
Yeah.
I never saw the movie.
Yeah. Oh, he's talking about Pride and Prejudice and Zombies at this point.
Oh.
Yeah.
I never saw the movie Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter. I read that book.
I love how you keep up with our conversations.
Yeah.
See, Mike doesn't listen during the show. Mm. Joe doesn't listen after the show.
Yeah.
So... Together,
I think I was close enough where
you were in the same. Like, it's not like you probably said, "Yeah, the thing I like about
Deadpool."
Well,
you went back without.
We were talking about the
you jumped back without me. The point being is I haven't seen the movie for Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter, which the same guy wrote Pride and Prejudice and Zombies.
Yes, co-wrote
with Jane Austen.
Yeah,
and then.
Which, by the way, if you look it up, is under Jane Austen because she goes first in the book versus Seth Graham Smith. Super funny.
But the movie looked bad. This one looks better.
Oh, yeah. This one looks like...
Production value?
I was swapping those. Like, oh, Abraham Lincoln Vampire looked bad. Yeah. This one actually looks... the
just from the trailers, like, yeah, the production value looks way better on this one, so I'm hoping that it's better. And I haven't read this book, so maybe it'll be good.
I do hope, though, it does really well. well enough. I don't know what the budget. I didn't look at the budget, but the budget's probably fairly high, but not like super high, I guess.
I see.
I'm guessing it's going to be in like the close to 100 million, if not less.
No,
maybe
way.
Less. Well, it has a lot of people in it.
Easily,
though.
It could be that.
Yeah, that's and that's the only down part is if it has a high budget like that, it needs to do that money. Like it needs to make that back and to make money because that's the only reason they go on. Like they needed like to do what like Kingsman did, for example. Like yeah. You have a $30 million movie. It needs to do $430 million. So, like, oh, we should make more of these.
Yeah.
Because in the line of those Jane Austen books, they made a bunch. Well, in the following, not they weren't all Jane Austen books. They made a bunch of them, like Sense and Sensibility and Sea Monsters.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
I haven't seen that
one. Oh, dude, it's fucking hilarious. Yeah. There's a bunch of them. Yeah. I read them all. They're hilarious.
Huh.
Like Sense and Sensibility and Sea Monsters. It takes place on the plantation, but instead of being where like on surface, it's in a bubble, like a bubble city underneath water.
You know, that's a very interesting way to go back and read.
Yeah, I
those
told you guys,
novels.
100 mil way too high. 28 million is what's the budget is at right now.
That's what I heard him
that's
say.
Good though.
That's good because yeah. It's low budget. Yeah. That means that they can just easily hit their.
Yeah, hopefully they double that. So yeah. They're like, oh, it's well worth it. Matt Smith isn't in it, by the way.
Really?
Yeah, in Pride and Prejudice and Zombies. Yeah, I didn't know that until I was reading something or other. They're talking about the cast and crew, and it's like Matt Smith / Doctor. It was like Doctor Who. I was like, wait, is there different Matt Smith? Because I don't remember seeing him at all in the trailer.
No.
So I'm wondering. I didn't look up who he plays in it. Hopefully, he doesn't play Skynet.
Oh, that'd be awful.
Oh, sorry, that's a spoiler.
$69 million for Abraham Lincoln.
Really? They made that had been actors on that point because. The special effects did not denote that much money. That horse scene was garbage. Oh, wait, you haven't seen it, so.
I haven't seen it either.
So. Ah, fuck, neither of you seen it.
Spoilers.
Eric. Well, it's not a spoiler. It's in the fucking trailer. A little bit. Where's
you're
running
assuming
on
that I saw that trailer, though.
On the train?
Spoilers.
What? No, the horse
the
scene.
The train scene oh, the on train. The trailer. Oh, that's what turned me off to the movie. Yeah. I was like, yeah, I'm not watching
it. It looked just as bad in theaters, trust me. Like, I wanted to enjoy that more than it
I forgot
been.
Anthony Mackie was in it.
Was he?
Nah, he's pretty dope.
Yeah. He played What's-His-Balls?
The Black Friend.
Yeah. The aide. Or his, like, friendly slave friend guy. Freed slave. Can't remember his name. Something Freeman.
Morgan?
It's not Gordon.
Curses. There's no Whisper Sync.
Oh, for Pride, Prejudice, and Zombies?
Well, yeah, that's where I was starting. But like I was going to say is it's one of those...
Kevin Lincoln does, though, I think.
It's one of those... Pride and Prejudice has always been one of those classic novels.
Yeah.
And I've always wanted to read the classic novels. But I know like Pride and Prejudice sounds something like completely boring and I would never actually read. So,
not Old Man and the Sea boring, but yes.
But what I'm saying is then when you put this little bit of a twist onto it,
super fun.
It makes it actually more fun and more interesting to read for me, and I still get the original idea out of it.
Oh, yeah, you know, because every plot point, I guess you could say, of the original story is in there.
But, yeah, at least Pride and Prejudice and Zombies doesn't have a Whisper Sync.
Oh, get on that shit, Amazon / Audible.
Right.
Which is probably, I think, is not their fault. Check other countries. See if UK one is with your magical hacking skills.
I actually need to find where I put that
link.
Link. Let's see. Pride and Prejudice.
What does it recommend below that? Does it have the other ones in there?
I'm looking through them right now. Unholy Night is Whisper Sync.
Oh, really?
I don't know what book that is though, because I don't recognize it. Just lists him as the author. So
yeah, that's one of his.
One
that's
of
other
his
one of the ones. No, he didn't do all the.
Oh
the other ones.
No, Cody, I need a power. I need a power cable.
Oh yeah, let me get my Surface power cable real quick.
Okay.
I don't have a Surface power cable. I have a Surface 3.
You have a Surface.
Yeah, and that's a different thing. Charge your goddamn
I thought
device.
You worked at Microsoft.
Yeah,
Store.
Charge your goddamn device, man.
I was charged this morning. And then I used it throughout the day.
Be better, man.
Because I had to install
be
software.
Be better, man.
Be
what
better,
a dick.
Man.
Hold on.
Well, I keep lost talking. The internet. Anyway, yeah, so that I would love to be able to go back and read all those classic books or actually read / listen to them because it's so much easier to do that. Sit there in your drive time.
The sequel to it was called Pride and Prejudice and Zombies. Dawn of the Dreadfuls. Hold on, let me go to the thing with the stuff.
Ooh.
But Pride and Prejudice and Zombies was followed by Sense and Sensibility and Sea Monsters, which had a great one, great cover on it, because it looked like Cthulhu. It was pretty fun. Android Karina was another one after that. Dawn of the Dreadfuls was after that one. And I think there was one other one. Oh, they made a sequel to that one, too, called Dreadfully Ever After.
I'm just going to put this out there. I think Amazon just needs to put Whisper Sync for all the books on there.
Yeah, Amazon, get your shit together.
Get your shit together.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Would you guys ever shop at an Amazon bookstore?
Yeah.
Yeah? Like a
Barnes & Noble? Physical store?
Yeah, there's a rumor that I saw last night. And then early this morning, that because Amazon actually does have one brick and mortar bookstore, there was a rumor that they were going to expand it to more cities. So would that be something that you guys would be interested in?
Yeah.
Hopefully, they match their online prices. Yeah,
no, they said that they would. Prices. They said that they would match their online prices. Fucking Barnes and Noble.
That's the worst. Like, why?
Why even offer a discount?
Yeah,
yeah.
This is the dumbest thing. Hey, Barnes and Noble.
It doesn't even go that far. It goes so far, not to cut you off, goes so far, because you know I'm angry about this point, goes so far as if you buy a book on their website and you want to pick up in-store, like almost every fucking store does, that's a big box store that has a big presence online.
Yeah.
For example, Best Buy.
Yeah.
I go online in Best Buy. There's a price I buy. I can buy it online and get it at a store that day or the next day if it's available, depending on the time of the day.
But it's that price.
It's that price. Barnes & Noble, you go online, you say, I want to buy this book, but pick it up in-store, you pay the in-store price.
Whereas, like, even Target, who they're fairly new to, like, buying online and picking up in-store, like, if it's available. But you can go to Target, pick up what you're looking at, look it up online on their app, and if it's cheaper, you just show the cashier, and they're like, okay, and they fix it. Like,
and most places do that.
Like, it's the easiest thing in the world. It's still your fucking business. Like,
yeah.
Ugh. Barnes & Noble's the worst. That's why fucking brick-and-mortar bookstores are going away, because of dumb shit like that.
Well, they're the only one, really.
Yeah. Well, they're going to fucking die out soon, too, because they're literally taking themselves out of business.
Yeah. Their online presence is way too powerful for not to do it in store. Like, I don't get it. Like, you're selling those books online, new books, same books, everything, online for that price, but yeah, you don't want to drive customers into your stores who may buy more books. It's easier to find another book while in a bookstore than it is online sometimes.
Yeah.
Online, you're going to what you want.
Yeah.
And you're picking that out, and you're adding it to cart, and you're buying it.
But if
you're in a store, you got to walk through the back of the store. You're going to grab what you want. You might see something on that clearance table or on, like...
Yeah, you're going to look around for other stuff.
Yeah.
New autobiography table or something like that. You're going to browse more, you know?
Yeah.
But then you're like, nope, we don't match our online price. And it's not like I'm just, like, half off on... Well, some of the books are half off online. But, like, you're talking about, like, $7 or $8, which is... If you buy four books and you're saving $7 or $8 on each of them, that's another book.
Not to mention that you're driving foot traffic for your Starbucks and shit that are in there, too. Like,
oh, that would, like, be awesome. Just... The cool thing that you can get with Amazon as well is, obviously, like, Barnes & Noble does those little knick-knack shit. Amazon just has access to a ton more shit that can really regionalize their stuff, but you can get really cool knick-knack shit from them.
I mean, brick-and-mortar stores have their own costs.
They do.
I'm not defending Barnes & Noble at this point. I'm saying, so I'm wondering if, like, how much of that would affect Amazon. Like, they would, I think they would have to be in, like, how many cities do you think they have a distribution center in them? Because I would almost think that would be what cities got it.
Right? Yeah, it's a very limited amount of distribution.
Is the bookstore they have now, is it near one that has a distribution center? I'd almost think it would be.
For their books, I don't know. I couldn't say. I would almost assume that they would be every distribution center would have its own, like, set of books.
Yeah.
Of physical books.
That's what I'm saying, because, like, you'd have, like, if you had that store, the easiest way to get product to that store would be that you were close enough to a distribution store where you could just, like, boom, here's product. You know what I mean? Like, same-day delivery type shit.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking of, like, brain thinking of what would make it cheaper for Amazon to then do a brick and mortar store? Because the problem with brick and mortar stores is a product to fill them, right? Yeah. Like you have to, it's a shit ton of money you have to put up for product to be in store for enough people to come in, because you can't just carry one of everything, because three people come in, two people want to buy it, you only have one. Well, that third person's going to laugh at the second person who didn't get it. You know what I mean? S, anybody?
Yeah, really.
We have one copy.
I mean, an interesting thought would be something like what Best Buy does, where you can buy from store and have it shipped to your house. So then you can have each individual bookstore be like its own miniature shipping area.
Yeah.
Where, in which case, then you're saving time and shipping costs, you know, for customers. It could literally, instead of coming from the distribution center, which may be a 2-day shipping, it might come from your local bookstore, which would be less, which would be day shipping or something like that. Next day shipping, but still cheaper. Just
that would still throw more money.
Just because,
in it,
yeah.
Because I was thinking, if your inventory is not shared but like linked, if someone online says, "I want to buy this book," it would say, "Hey, it's available. Like, you know, this is your address. We know, because we know everything about you, because you signed up for everything."
They really do.
This, I mean, they're super smart. Like, they show me stuff I didn't ask for. I've never searched for on there. Like, well, I do want that actually. Amazon, thank you. But like their grocery stuff, you know, like it's only available in certain areas because of right distribution areas, you know. It'd be the same thing for the books, because it would cut down on cost of having to stock those stores and your distribution center. That's why I was asking if it was close to a distribution center, like in the same city or something, because it makes sense, because they could use that as almost like a secondary warehouse to just store books and like not so much store the little janky stuff like the pop vinyls and stuff, but like, because obviously Amazon's going to have that at their warehouse too. But have like that be where a shit ton, like 75-80% of their books are at that store for that distribution center. Mm-hmm. So if someone orders one online, it just automatically jumps over and says, "Hey, you have two options. We can ship it to you like you normally want, or you can just jaunt right over and be like, yo, pick it up here."
Yeah.
Like I can just go and get it. Cause I mean, to me, if you gave me the option to just go get it at the store, and it's not like I have to drive 50 miles to get it. Like,
right.
You can, pretty much anyone in the city, you can get to a Barnes & Noble pretty quickly.
Yeah.
So I'm not saying they'd have to have that many, but if it was like centralized where I could drive like 30 minutes to get it instead of having to wait 2 days.
Or I'd even like, just like it's on your way to or from work.
Yeah, exactly. Just stop like, by. Yeah, stop by and pick it up. But just a thought. To me, playing it that way would be pretty smart. But
it'd be really interesting to see what deals that they could do with this type of model too. I mean, obviously they have the WhisperSync stuff where you buy the ebook and get the audiobook for cheap. Well, what if you, and some of their books they actually do this online where you can buy the physical book and get the ebook for cheaper. So like I can just imagine like you go in there and it's
triple dipping.
Exactly, where you could like, I bought the hardcover book, but I can also now have access to the ebook for like a couple bucks more.
Amazon, and also Amazon's prices are so good, I would be okay with paying a little bit more than their online pricing, because it would still probably be way cheaper than anywhere else you can get it.
You know where they could get around that too, is if they did add a little bit more. If you were a Prime member, you'd get the online price no matter what.
Yeah,
because I mean, that would drive up your Prime, because
like if you go like Barnes & Noble, just a regular comic book, a trade would be like $20, right? So BarnesandNoble.com probably have it for like $15. Amazon usually has it for like $11 or $12.
Yeah.
So if I can go and grab it for $15 at a store, because I always prefer like
instant gratification.
Yeah. Buying it and having it right away. Like I always prefer that. So I would be okay with realizing, like, yeah, I'm paying more than I would be paying if I bought it online, but I have it right now, and it was still cheaper than I can get anywhere else.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Because in a lot of cases, too, you'd be paying for shipping, you know, unless you're a Prime member and it happens to be Amazon Prime.
You too.
Free as shit.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, I'm not going to, you know, jerk off the idea of Prime, but I'm going to let you know right now. Prime is definitely way to go if you're shop online for any stuff. Like, if you don't like Amazon, I don't know why you don't like Amazon.
Right.
Like, I wasn't a big, like, Amazon shopper because I worked at Best Buy and, like,
you have a lot of that stuff, instant gratification.
I could get it right then and then. Yeah. I would pay $30 more, whatever, you know, but I would just get it right then and there. I don't have to wait for it. But like I signed up for Prime, oddly enough, to buy one DVD set and then or one Blu-ray set for Game of Thrones, and I've used it probably way too much.
Oh yeah, I bought probably like four different things at four different times in the past week.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. What I'm saying is though is they're really pushing the benefits of it more than just like the free shipping and like because you don't get a discount. Mm-mm. For having it, like you don't get like the what you're getting, what you're paying for is that expedited shipping.
Yeah.
And they have deals too, like for Prime members.
They do. They're
but
not
they
great.
Like their TV shows and their movies. Yeah, they're not great at all.
No, there's, I'm thinking of that whole Black Friday deal that they did like a couple months ago, and it ended up it just being like junk,
just fucking garbage. Yeah. Oh, light up USB flash drives of knockoff Disney characters.
Yeah, and you're like, oh yeah, clearance.
It looks a lot like Lilo and Stitch, except for it's
Stilo and Lich.
Yeah, you know, that sort of shit. It's like a goofy fucking orange octopus. Anyways, but they're doing things like the TV shows, which they have a bunch of award-winning TV shows now.
Right, and they haven't watched a single one of them.
Yeah, I haven't seen any of them, yeah. They have but like then you have, they have movies you can watch on there. Yep. None of their own so far. I don't think they've done any movies yet, have they?
No, they've just
I know Netflix
series.
Is kind of like still right, like they're just cresting that bubble of making more movies, like actual movies, not like we bought this and we're releasing it. We're making this movie, you know. But then they're doing the video game thing where any new release video game or pre-order gets 20% off.
Yep.
For just having a Prime membership.
I mean, right there
and
is your Best Buy
so if you,
gamers.
Exactly. And it's already tied into that.
Yeah.
Plus, they guarantee release day delivery.
Yeah.
So a game comes out on Tuesdays like they normally do unless you're Nintendo and it's on a Friday. You'll get it delivered to your house that day.
Yeah.
So you get that instant gratification. And I didn't look up... Did you look up digital by any chance? For the pre-order? If you pre-order digitally, do they get like do you get a discount on the digital? Because as of right now, no place gives you discounts on digital. It's always physical copies.
No, I haven't.
Okay. Because, I mean, if that's the thing, you're like, oh my God.
Yeah, that would
like,
be a lot.
Because physical copies right now, as we look... The three of us can look around this room. It's kind of tough for me for the most part.
Yeah.
Like, I have stacks of shit everywhere.
Well, speaking of physical copies, too, like it's at the point now where a broadband is good enough to just sit there and download. I downloaded an 8 gigabyte computer program that I need for school in like 30 minutes. So
legally?
Okay. Well, half and half. We'll call.
I'm just one reason I asked that is because
it was an Arnold Palmer of a.
Well, the reason I asked that because I've noticed that like. If I buy a movie through iTunes, that shit downloads kind of slow for the most part. Like, an actual, like, streaming it, just, there it goes. But if I wanted, like, I download them on my computer to have them, just in case I don't have internet, I can still watch a movie. Because that's a thing. Because I have Cox, and Cox kind of sucks. But, like, with that same idea, like, if I rent a movie, air quotes, steal the movie, I'm just going to... So people understand what I'm saying. Why is it different if you rent it? If I steal it from like a torrent, that shit is fast as balls sometimes.
Yeah. Oh,
because
no.
It's shared. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not pulling it from one server.
Well, it's that
I'm getting it from multiple people.
Stuff. Yeah.
But it's like, yo, like, iTunes, get the fuck on that. Like, why is it so long to get a movie from you? I mean, I guess because the streaming is that quick. But like, can you imagine when it gets to the point where like if they do actually put the 4K and the 3D stuff through the Apple TV?
Would be so amazing.
That's gonna like not double, but it's gonna add like a third more file size to it.
Yeah.
Well, 3D won't, because technically that's just a shifting of it. Like it's gonna add a little more, but like 4K
would be amazing.
Technically, you're gonna add another third. So if it's 10 gigs, it's gonna be like 13 or 15 gigs. So it's gonna be like you know it's gonna be a bigger file size. 3D is probably not gonna make that much difference because the resolution's the same. It just happens the way that produces the image to the TV. But, like, why the fuck is that? Like, what the hell, iTunes? You're a multi-billion-dollar company. Get better servers.
Right.
An app comes to me in no fucking time. Granted, it's, like, fucking megabytes.
A couple megabytes, yeah.
Come on, man. Songs are quick? I don't get it.
Movies, I'm impressed with how quick it is when I buy a movie from the Apple TV.
To watch it?
To watch it.
It's streaming, like it's,
yeah.
It cuts
just
right away.
Basically,
it's
just has to authorize it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my favorite part. Like, it is fast.
But anyway, my original point is that I remember back in the day when...
Back in my day!
Back in my day, video games, PC games, movies. They came with all that extra stuff inside of them, and it was actually amazing, especially video PC games. You would have like the manuals that would be
and the super
backstory
fucking maps
and
also,
maps and this
Wing
and that.
Commander had the little cards.
But you literally open up a Blu-ray nowadays,
ain't shit in there.
You're lucky to get, you know, a second disc for another, you know,
set
DVD or something,
yeah.
Or something like that. But then you look at the actual packaging, you know, there's holes in it so that they can save money
on plastic.
On
yep.
plastic and this and that. It's so flimsy and stuff. It's like it's at the point where I no longer collect that shit.
Yeah.
You know?
Because there's no reason
there's
to.
There's no reason to.
Also, like, you're lucky if there's anything. It used to be you open up a Blu-ray, you know, open the packaging, or even a DVD. You open the packaging. You have a little card that you're talking about. You know, it mm-hmm. has, like, cool pictures or whatever and advertisements for other movies.
Yeah.
Which most of the time they're garbage anyways.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
But then you had your disc or your two discs or whatever. And then they went to the whole thing with, like Blu-rays, went to, like, the clearish packaging where you had, like, something on the label, which is super dope, but mm-hmm. you still had an insert with cool stuff in it.
Yeah.
Shitty coupons for fucking wine.com and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Whatever, you know, or another movie, like, you buy a...
You like this, you might like
the
notebook.
Yeah, you buy Star Trek and it gives you the notebook. Like, yeah, hey, you like, should buy the notebook. Make your lady happy. First, I'm watching
first
Star
off,
Trek.
So. I don't have a lady, so. you don't know me.
I'm buying Star Trek.
You don't know me.
90% of us don't. And if they do, we're not going to watch a notebook because they like Star Trek. But, like, then, like, they got to the point where they didn't give you that insert, and then they printed shit on the back of the label.
Yeah.
But then it got to the point where, like, that, like...
They don't even care about that shit
Yeah, they're
anymore.
Like, don't even, we don't do that. Like, oh, it costs way too much to double print the paper.
Yeah.
And then, like... I think one of the last times I looked at movies, I like looked at the cover and I was like, oh, that's the movie poster, you know, which kind of makes me mad. They don't do a different picture for the front of it.
Yeah.
You flip it over and it's like a picture of something from the movie, which just happens to be the same thing as pretty much what's on the poster. And then like a short blurb, like I don't know what the fucking movie's about.
Yeah.
And then like casting
yeah, if you're
credits.
Buying
you know?
A
so-and-so, please.
Like... You know what the movie is.
Like, when's the last like, time you went to a fucking anywhere to look at a movie and go, I'm going to browse for a movie I've never seen before.
Not in a long time.
Not have an idea of what it is.
Yeah,
you
like,
know what I mean?
Yeah, it's fucking garbage. And to your point, too, like the packaging is just shite.
Yeah.
It's just like... And like most of them are recycled plastic now, so they feel like garbage.
Yep.
And then they have the big hole cut in them, so if they're shipped wrong, there's a fucking tear through your cover.
Yeah.
Oh, God. And the shitty cellophane they put that like melts to the packaging.
Oh,
and sometimes,
that's the one that pisses me
oh,
off the
dude,
most because it always melts to the
they want
the binding
you to buy this.
It.
Yeah,
that's what it is. They don't want to have to produce that shit anymore.
Which so I'm okay with.
Which
but
I'm
like,
okay with. But at the same time, when you
there
get
should be
into
a bonus
that,
for buying physical.
You should have
well,
a small discount
picture,
then
special
for
features that barely. Are like a picture.
I would hope that they would give you a small discount for buying digitally, but I know they don't.
No, actually, they do.
Yeah,
I mean,
no. If,
but a lot of times,
a new
it
release
comes out...
is always $20 on iTunes, and it's like $22-24 usually on yeah. Blu-ray now.
Sometimes, because like Best Buy, I noticed doesn't do fucking sales for anything anymore on Blu-ray.
No. It like, used to be like the first week you'd get
yeah,
it for like $17.99, or
even the first weekend, like from Tuesday yeah. to Saturday, buy it this week and you get that better price. But now, like,
you don't get it.
What I went into, I think it was when I went to pick up. I think it was when I picked up my iPad Pro a couple weeks ago. I was looking at the cart right there, and I was like,
yeah.
"What movies came out?" And then I realized like nothing was on that cart I hadn't already seen on iTunes a week before or that same day. But I was just like, I looked at the price and like, I think it was, I can't remember what movie it was, but it was like $34.99, and I was like,
must have been a 3D.
Yeah, I was like, yeah. Where the fuck is this $35?
Ant-Man came out not too long ago.
It was Ant-Man. It was Ant-Man. I was like, why is this $35?
Yeah.
I was like, what the fuck, man? Like, this
it's
$15
it's...
more than I bought it on iTunes a month later.
But it's
just
because
for
it's
3D,
the 3D version.
$15?
That's basically buying it again.
Yeah, like...
For 3D. Like, it's silly.
But that's the only reason why I buy physical discs anymore is because of the 3D.
Yeah.
Once iTunes suddenly goes, hey, we offer 4K and 3D... Gone.
Even
3D. I'm done. I'm done with physical copies.
Yeah, I used to think 3D was shit until your TV.
It's fucking Man of Steel.
It actually looked really, really good.
I think it has to do with the movie, too.
Yeah.
The movie really does make a difference.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, but
the Martian
a lot of the
3D,
TVs early on.
Oh, my God. The Martian in 3D. Oh.
I'm sure, because it looked gorgeous. In
it
like,
was.
The Martian is funny. I remember when we were debating when we were going to see it way later than I thought we were going to see it. Stupid scheduling. Like, I remember thinking, is this a movie I want to watch in 3D? Because, like, I remember seeing, like, I don't remember ever seeing a trailer for it in 3D. I might have, but I was like, doesn't seem like, I was like, fuck it, I like 3D movies. Let's go see
it. But it doesn't seem like a movie that you would have to see in 3D, like, is what you're saying.
But it looked gorgeous in 3D in theaters.
And on the TV, it's even more gorgeous.
Well, especially yours, fucking 87,000 inches.
Yeah, actually, there's a question I wanted to ask you, and I kept
Joe's
forgetting about
3,000 inch TV.
Yeah, it's pretty Weird Al Yankovic amazing.
Song. Go ahead.
Yeah. So, I've been looking at 3D glasses because the LG TV is passive. Is yours passive as well?
Okay. They don't really sell active anymore.
Yeah.
Because it's fucking way too expensive.
And it's absolutely horrible to actually get synced up and stuff. Anyway,
stop it.
So, I know that a lot of times the glasses can actually make a difference in image quality.
Yes.
So, I looked into it, and I remembered that Oakley used to make some 3D glasses.
Yeah.
What I didn't realize is Best Buy sold the Rocketfish version.
Yeah, yeah, the passive ones.
I didn't know about that, so I didn't try them. I'm sure you did.
Mm-hmm.
How were they?
They're garbage.
They were absolute garbage?
They look like if you get them to line up right, but they're manufactured poorly.
So the Rocketfish ones were manufactured poorly.
Yeah.
I wonder then how good the...
I used the Oakley ones when we went and saw... what did we go see? Matt and I saw something. And they had those ones, and I was like, oh, fucking Oakley. These are dope. I'm going to take these. Now they took them right the fuck back.
But, I mean, were
they... They can't even gather them from us on our seats.
Oh, I'd imagine, because they're $120.
Yeah, they're
like Oakley stopped making them years ago, and they're still $120. And I'm like,
Yeah.
It was cool, the different versions.
Oh, Avengers. That's what it was. Avengers. Avengers was on. Yeah.
Okay, they did for Avengers?
Yeah.
Okay.
The first one, not the second one.
Yeah.
The first one. Yeah. They're cool. I had Iron Man ones.
But I would love to.
Oh no, I had Hulk ones. Matt had Iron Man.
If it improves the image quality that much, because the LG 3D glasses are pretty good, but there is still, like, you know, if you're slightly off center and stuff, and you can see a little bit of the ghosting. Like if the Oakley ones offer so much better image quality.
It was really good image quality. The thing though that I noticed the biggest was the rigidity of the lens. Didn't have the ripples, like, you know, you go to the movies and, like, sometimes I'll go and because
it's
my
a
glasses.
Very shitty plastic type
yeah
thing,
so like
that
it
they
bends
use.
The
yeah.
lens, like the
yeah.
lens warps. These ones are solid, like they were
yeah
like,
it's actual like
yeah.
Oakley.
They were uncomfortable though, mainly because they were like one size fits all, but they're not like my fat head, like I have a lot
yes.
of hair, as some people know.
Shocking.
And like when you put them on, I could feel the pressure like on the back half where my uh-huh. hair was, and I was like, I had to adjust them eventually, like push them through my hair versus mm-hmm. just over the top, because I have glasses, so like that gets in the way. Like they were a little uncomfortable. They just pinched in the back of my head, but I think it's because of the way they were designed.
Well, they're their gas can, because after looking everything up, they're literally one of their gas can
yeah,
frames
yeah. Yep.
with the special lenses inside
yeah.
of them.
So the rigidity of the lens, I think, is what does it.
Because I think yours are gas cans, right, Mike?
It,
your sunglasses?
Sunglasses.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's literally that frame with the 3D.
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. With the
glass,
the polar lenses in it, polarized lenses in it.
But it'd be absolutely amazing to if they improves the image quality right there, and then go
yeah.
back and watch like The Martian. I'd just be like, all over like Mars.
Gross.
Just a space movie, you just lose your shit, anyways.
This is semi true.
Yeah, semi. Like what's in your pants when you think about space?
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of space, actual news. Now we got time. Sci-Fi just ordered Matt Damon and Ben Affleck produced series Incorporated
yeah,
for 13 episodes.
That. Yeah. Super weird.
They're not in it. They're just producing
no.
it.
No. Yeah.
But yeah, it's set in the near future where corporations have unlimited power. Incorporated centers around Ben Larson. Weird. A young executive who conceals his true identity to infiltrate a very dangerous corporation or corporate world to save a woman he loves. But then he'll soon learn that he's not the only one whose secrets may be deadly consequences.
I call garbage.
Whoa. Sci-Fi is actually on a really good roll right now.
Really?
Yeah, they have a lot of good shows. No.
Call garbage.
No, they actually have a bunch of good stuff on there right now.
I haven't been watching sci-fi in a while, so I can't. I mean, I can only speak to the fact that at least the idea of the book series of The Expanse so
yeah.
far has been good. So this, I would hope that the
but the nice thing about The Expanse is like The Expanse has good special effects, like they have people like they do zero G stuff,
yeah.
So they put people on wires and they erase it digitally, and it looks really good. There are some story differences, but, you know, that's...
But I'm saying overall, for, you know, like, that's their first step good, in actually having a show that's
like,
good.
Like, remember, like, the quality of Battlestar Galactica?
Yes.
That's how it is.
And that's really good.
Yeah, and, like, with their other show, Magicians,
mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, really good, one, yeah. too.
Like, it's, like, it has really good visual effects.
Yeah, good visual effects.
Yeah, visual effects.
That trailer, that commercial had me at, oh, there goes your shirt. And you're like,
That was a rape scene, by the way.
Yikes.
Just so
how
you know.
How feel about that now?
A little awkward, actually.
It wasn't. It wasn't, but it kind of was.
I'm a full-on rapist.
You know, women, kids, old people, you know, that kind of stuff.
It's an Always Sunny in Philadelphia joke.
It's a TV show quote, so it's okay.
Yeah.
But no, they're like, they have, because they did the Childhood's End, which is really good, which is an Arthur C. Clarke book, which is super depressing.
Yeah.
If you want a good cry, read that fucking book. No good comes of it, by the way. Just letting you know right now. Just so you know. Nothing good comes from that book. Nothing good comes from that book. Let me stress that anymore.
Nothing good
comes from that book.
Oh, okay.
Not a goddamn thing. Which I'm really guessing is an Arthur C. Clarke like kind of running thing. All of his books are fucked up. And that, it's like the second one I read, but I was like, goddamn, like, what's wrong with this fucking guy? Like, Walt Disney's like, everything's all good, but your mom was gonna die. Like, there's this is like, hey, nothing's all fucking right. Guess what? Everyone's gonna die. Yay! And if you're not gonna die, you're not gonna know you didn't die, so you're kinda gonna die. Yeah, it's fucked up, man.
Mm.
So goddamn messed up. No, they're on a really good run, though. Like, I highly recommend, like, watching. Well, you can watch The Expanse.
Now that I finished the first book, yeah. I want to actually finish the TV
show. By the way, the pacing, I haven't finished. I need to finish. Like, I have a day off tomorrow, so I'm going to fucking binge watch a bunch of stuff that I've been falling behind on. I don't think the first season ends at the end of the first book.
Well, the way that, because we've been reading the synopsises for the for the TV series, and it sounds like it's not going to end there. Like, the second season will probably end there.
I think the end of the first season is going to be them getting away from Arrow Station.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Yeah, like, I think that's why they call it Leviathan Wakes.
Yeah,
which is the name of the first book.
Yeah,
technically.
Also, the name of one of the last chapters.
Yeah. One of the last... Well, yeah, I guess it's one of the last chapters of the story, and then the rest of it's just kind of, like, showing you what's happening. Like, wrap-up stuff. I do recommend, like, the Magicians. Not so much... Actually, yeah, you might enjoy it. It doesn't have, like, elves and shit in it, so no hobbits or dwarves or Adrian Brody's. But I know you'd like it because it's got, like, actual, like, you know... story and stuff to it too.
I like story.
Yeah, not just like, oh, we're magic, brr, brr, brr. You know, I'm not saying like it's an American adult Harry Potter. Like,
interesting way to put it.
Yeah, it's like, if because whole premise, and I'll break it down for you this way: magic is real.
Mm-hmm.
Not everyone knows that magic is real.
Okay.
Okay. So very Harry Potterish.
Yep.
It's based in a college, not a high school or junior high school, whatever you want to call Hogwarts. It is in the States. So it's stateside. Thank you very much. Even though it's got a bunch of English people talk with American accents. And it's like sort of interdimensional in a way, like Harry Potter was, you know?
Yeah.
But it's like tackles, like there's like floating sex and...
It's real world, you know? Stuff in a magical world.
Yeah, yeah, you know? Like Harry Potter was like kind of gave you that feel, but it just went right to magical. Like everything's magical, magical.
Like you said, there it was a different universe. Like,
yeah.
You had the Earth and what they considered Muggles, and then you had the magical, you know, wherever the fuck Hogwarts was.
Yeah, exactly.
You
like hopped
that train,
yeah.
And it was hidden from everywhere.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You walk through the wall, and you're in a, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Like this, like they do. It's funny because it's like it makes me feel kind of like Lion, Witch in the Wardrobe, and Harry Potter fucked, and that baby grew up. It's kind of what it feels like, except there's no like magical creatures. So like there's
like
no elves
so far,
around.
There's
yeah.
not like even griffins or anything.
No, like that. Yeah, there's no like elves or anything like that. It's just fucked up magic thing. But the special effects are really good. Guy gets his eyes pulled out, which is pretty fucking cool. Guy has moths floating around his face, so you don't actually see his face. It's like moths flying around. And pretty good. I recommend it. Checking it out, at least. I'm not a huge fan of the main guy in it. He's kind of looking like a puss bag, but you'll see it's very Harry Potter-ish in a way because he's like the reluctant hero in a way.
What do you think that Harry Potter spinoff movie is going to...
I'm really excited about it. I just don't know what the fuck it's about. Like, it just seems like the premise isn't a premise for a movie. The premise seems like a premise for a book.
Wasn't she writing the book? JK, she's writing the book at the same time.
Well, yeah. What I'm saying is, like, it seems like it's not like a sprawling... Like, that doesn't seem like a sprawling tale to tell a bunch of movies with. Because I know it really is. It doesn't have to... It's not telling all new stuff. It's set in the Harry Potter world.
In the 20s, though.
Yeah, but it just seems like it's a weird...
We'll see Harry Potter's granddad in it.
Yes, maybe.
Frank Potter.
Like it's interesting. It's got an interesting cast in it too, like
Colin. What's his fuck's in it?
Colin. Quinn? What's his fuck?
Farrell.
Colin Farrell's in it. Yeah.
Farrell.
It's gonna be all super douchey and like wearing the fucking hat. What?
Colin Farrell's kind of cool.
Yeah.
I don't hate him.
You know, Adrian Brody.
Yeah, it's for damn sure.
Speaking of which, you missed out on the conversation. We'll end. We'll wrap up on this one. But Munger, some of our listeners will know who Eric Munger is, made the fucking dumbest comment today. So we were talking about movies that are coming out and like, we're excited, like, cause we were talking about movies for Friday, or this weekend. And I was talking about how Pride and Prejudice and Zombies comes out, but it goes up against Hail Caesar, mm-hmm. which I think is kind of kind of shitty for them to do. Like Hail Caesar's not going to draw in like,
no, but it has crowds, more. It has but, more big name actors.
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah,
way more star power.
Yeah,
way
exactly.
more star power because most of these people don't know.
Yeah,
most people don't
Dolph
even know
Lundgren.
That. Yeah, most people star don't even know power. That like Pride and Prejudice and Zombies is produced by Natalie Portman. So like, that's the thing people don't know. You know what I mean? Not that people drive. Oh, Natalie Portman produced it. Let's go see it. Hope it's as good as whatever. Stop it. He's like, oh, I don't want to see Hail Caesar. I was like, why not? It looks awesome. He goes, I hate George Clooney.
Oh, that's right. He has that thing against
George
Clooney.
It's this weird thing about George Clooney. And I was like, so do you hate him like on the level of Tom Cruise hate? Because we all know he hates Tom Cruise. Like, we had that conversation here. But he's like, no, I hate Tom Cruise more, but I still don't like him. He seems too cocky. I was like, George Clooney, the super overly attractive, talented actor, seems cocky to you. He's a multimillionaire who married to some like Italian royalty lady on a boat, by the way. They got married on a boat. Not a ship. A boat. Who the fuck gets married on a boat? But you
George Clooney. Millionaires. No, not just millionaires. George Clooney.
Yeah. I mean, it's like you get upset because he seems cocky.
Because he can be, actually.
Motherfucker, it's George Clooney. Like he's allowed to be.
Like does Munger not like his movies or any of his movies?
Because of that. He's like, well, he was good in, like, Monument Men. I was like, that's the movie you picked? Monument Men? Of all the things, Monument Men.
Men Who Stare at Goats.
Yeah, like, the dude did a lot of stuff.
Three Kings, Burn After Reading.
Yeah, like, he's amazing. Like, he's like, well, I like the Ocean Trilogy. I was like.
First one, good.
Second one's garbage. Third one was
like, the story wasn't great in those ones, but at least he was, you know, good in it.
And the third one's good. Like, I like the third one a lot. Don Cheadle walking in as a stunt guy and makes me laugh every time.
Yeah.
Got the teeth, it's making me laugh.
My only complaint ever about George Clooney would be the same complaint I have, like, with Tom Cruise. He's the same person in every single movie that he does, but that doesn't say that he's a bad... Yeah, no.
He says that it's not correct, but... It's better than saying he hates him because he's
cocky. I'm looking at, like, you take a look at Three Kings... And then you take a look at Ocean's 11. He looks exactly the same.
Well, it's him.
Like, exactly.
Change his look. All the, like... He's for you to say that, you can't... Yeah. Like, well, what about The Perfect Storm? Like, looks way different than that one.
No, he doesn't.
No? At least, like, visually he says that. But at least he's not saying he doesn't like it because he seems like he'd be cocky. Like... Yeah, that's your silly. Fucking excuse? Like, if you said, oh, I don't like the way he acts, okay, fair enough. He seems cocky? Like,
I've always...
The fuck is wrong with you?
Wanted not to like Russell Crowe.
Until the Nice Guys trailer, and then you're like,
But Russell Crowe seems like somebody I would hate.
Well, especially, but you're saying like personally, right?
Yeah.
So in you hear all the times he gets into the fights, and you're like, why is he got to be some that type of person? Yeah. But you like his movies.
Yeah, his movies are dope as shit.
And when you take Australians out of that hemisphere, they just lose their fucking minds.
They're like, the world's spinning the same but different.
I thought the world was round; it's flat. I brought it up just to piss Joe off.
Joe just wants all the actors.
Celebrities
to be
need to not like be
theorize. You're not smart.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's not even theorize. It's like people need to stop listening to him because I'm sick and tired of hearing shit like that. Oh no, the world's still flat, motherfucker. Even the Greeks knew that the world wasn't flat.
And them dumb motherfuckers used to hump animals.
In Christopher Columbus's time, they knew the world wasn't flat.
Because they sailed a ship and it showed up on the other side.
Yeah.
Portal. It's like Pac-Man.
Ugh. And then I read about, like, the stupid cleanses and stuff that, like, different celebrities go on.
I think they're paid to do that.
It's so fucking unhealthy to do, and yet they champion it. Anyway, that's a whole nother discussion.
Yeah, I didn't mean to let Joe rant. I just thought it was hilarious that the reason...
I almost ranted about the Lord of the Rings when you mentioned it.
Yeah, like... the reason he doesn't like George Clooney is because he seems like he'd be cocky. That is the dumbest argument ever. It's like saying, like, hey, Mike, have you seen an Adrian Brody movie? Nope, but I don't like his nose.
What that reminds me of, though, is the American Dad episode where Stan hates George Clooney.
Yeah.
For pretty much the exact same reason, but then when he gets to know him, he
realizes
he's
a super awesome guy. Like, he buys him the motorcycle and, like... Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's like... it makes me... I was like... I had to drop it because I was like, that's the stupidest comment you could ever make.
Yeah.
Like me not liking Julia Roberts is founded because she's not a good actress.
She's not really, no.
Yeah. So, like, that makes it, like, if I see her in a movie, I hope she's not in it a lot because it's going to ruin it for me because she's not a good actress.
Exactly like the new movie that she does, and I can't
remember
the name.
Yeah, Money Monster. Like, I want to, like...
You see those action parts and the tense, intense parts, and
you see her on screen,
you're like,
oh
my God, that movie looks like and sounds like it'd be really interesting, and then you see her in it, and you're like,
And the same thing, what was that one that she did with Tom Hanks not too long ago? The one where she's a teacher or something, or he's a teacher?
Oh, I know what you're talking about. That movie wasn't very good.
Yeah, well, I heard that, but she's in it a lot, so can't imagine it's her fault. You know what I'm talking about, though, right? Yeah. You might not. I know you do.
No, because that doesn't sound familiar, right?
It was where he goes back to school.
Yeah. And she's like the teacher, like adult teacher or whatever. Like she teaches the adults. But yeah, like she's just not good. That's what I'm trying to get at. So like that's founded in fact. She's not a good actress. Like she was.
Like how you say it's founded in fact. Like I totally agree with you.
It is like
100%.
But there's like some people that would say
like
she's
Aaron Brockovich is like the. Actually, no, not even that. There's parts that I hate Aaron. Conspiracy Theory.
Yeah.
Like, I liked her in that.
Yeah, that was good.
Like, she...
Like her in Ocean's 11.
11, yes. Not 12.
Not anything else, because, yeah.
Fucking Catherine Zeta-Jones, another one that throws a monkey wrench and everything. Good look at. She opens her mouth, except for American Sweethearts, and I want to punch her in the face. Actually, that's another movie I don't like. I don't
That's my favorite Julia Roberts movie.
Yeah, for sure.
Because I wouldn't count Ocean's 11 as a Julia Roberts movie.
She's in a scotch.
Yeah, but I would give her full credit for American Sweethearts. Yeah. Like she was fantastic in that one. And I think that's because she played more
human.
Yeah, like she was just a chick. You know what I mean? Like she wasn't like she is in all these other movies where she's like a hero or on the run or just something annoying where she cries and her fucking nostrils flare up and the wind catches her and she flies away.
On her fucking teeth. Her horse teeth. Stole Mr. Ed's
teeth. Shouldn't make it about looks, but god damn it. Don't cry in movies anymore.
She's like Hilary Swank. She's really ugly when she cries.
Oh, she's the worst crier. Like, I know you have to cry eventually to win an Oscar, but they should just not let her do that anymore.
It's true. Don't let her do it. Yeah, so I thought it was really funny. I thought you guys would get kicked out. He doesn't like George Clooney because he seems like he'd be cocky. That's like saying you don't like Tom Brady because he bangs hot bitches.
Yeah.
No, I don't like Tom Brady because he makes more money than I do.
Well, you're not going to like a lot of people.
No, I say, there's a lot of people you don't like, right?
No, there is.
Like, are we friends still?
Oh.
Well, you don't make that much
money. Okay, like, you're talking drastic
I'm
amount
talking,
of money?
I'm talking like
You like Elon Musk? He makes a fuck ton more money than you do.
I know. That's all space money. I hate him for the same thing.
It's space money.
No,
it's literally like the there's a 19-year-old basketball player that just started this past season. And I'm like, he's 19 years old.
The one that got signed to like the $33 million whatever it was.
I don't know what he signed for.
No, that's a different sport. Well, he's talking about Devin Booker as the Suns rookie. He was 18 when he got drafted, like when the start of the season.
Was it baseball, that kid, that young kid got weird fucking contract for? Probably, I don't know. I don't know.
Baseball gets weird contract signings. Like, he's like, you can sign Cuban kids for.
It came out of like some weird podunk college or something.
Yeah.
Like half a semester, and they're like, bring him to the majors. And I was like, I hope he breaks something he can't ever repair.
But that's what I mean. You're like, in all honesty, good for him. You know, you don't want to
bad to him.
But then you're all like, at 19 years old, I was playing video games.
I remember the first player that got drafted in the NBA that I was older than, and it fucked me up. Like,
yeah, you're like,
because I'm a huge basketball fan. It was Andrew Bynum. Andrew Bynum was the first basketball player, at least of any note, that got to the league, and I was just a couple days older than him, and I was like, whoa, wait a second.
Where's my multi-million dollar contract?
Starts to hit you.
I was all like, so I guess I'm never going to play in the NBA. This fucks up all my plans.
Is that what told you you were going to play in the NBA?
Yeah.
You have the outfits for it.
Throws his dream notebook away.
Yeah, my dream notebook was in the trash after that.
He rips all down as all his posters.
Fucking Trapper Keeper, too.
The one with the clip on it. Not even the Velcro. He had the clip one.
Oh,
you're such a nerd.
You are.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Neon
Dawson's Creek Trapper Keeper.
Dawson's Creek. Gross.
Had Pacey on the binding.
I don't know.
Why do you have this shit, Mike?
I don't know why you guys made me have all that in my past.
Yeah, we made you have it.
Yeah,
like, we held your
hand. Because
we
totally
hand.
Knew
yeah.
you back then.
Yeah.
It's weird that you're just making all that shit up, and you're totally accurate.
Well, now it's on
the
internet,
like the
so
fact
it's real.
You don't watch Gilmore Girls.
Yeah, right?
I'll watch it when Jen's watching it.
Who got her into it again?
Yeah.
No, she totally jumped on that. I fucked up, and I was looking at TV shows on Netflix. She's all, Gilmore Girls is on. And I was like,
no, it's
not. No, it's not.
And then,
exactly.
Boom, up 2 months later, she's like 5 seasons in.
Throw the remote at the TV. Oh, no.
Oh, no, TV's broken. Can't nobody watch it.
Jen's like, you just turned it off, though. But it's broken.
Oh, no,
but
TV's broken. Nobody can watch it.
Please go to the other room, Jen.
Watch it on your iPad in the other room.
All right, that's it, I think.
Yeah.
Episode 100,
everybody. 100.
100.
Talk about fucking random.
Ooh, yeah.
That's the name of the episode.
Don't read The Lord of the Rings.
Joe's so fucking butthurt.
It's not good.
George Clooney's a good actor, Munger. Don't be a dick.
Yeah, don't be a dick. Well, I mean, be a dick for other reasons, but it's not that. Like, don't hate him because you think he might be cocky. The dude deserves to be cocky.
Yeah.
Anyhow.
Yeah.
What's your favorite Clooney movie, real quick?
That's a tough one to just throw.
That's a tough one. It might be Ocean's 11.
Really?
All right.
Yeah, no. I think so.
I would say Three Kings would be my favorite.
Really?
That
Ice
I can
Cube
think
ruins
of.
That for me.
Ice
yeah, but I don't remember him as much as I do George Clooney and just the general like plot of the movie.
And From Dusk Till Dawn.
I was gonna say it might be Burnt After Reading too.
Burnt After Reading is fantastic.
Everything about that movie is fantastic.
But when I think of that movie, I instantly go to Brad Pitt, though.
When he gets shot in the fucking face in the closet.
Well, just all of his scenes.
He thought that was a Schwinn.
He thinks that's a Schwinn. That was my favorite line ever.
The fact he wears fucking
I like George Clooney when he does comedy, and that's why I think I really will like Hail Caesar.
Yeah.
Because it looks like just a good comedy movie.
Mike, stop it.
That scene in the previews where he gets slapped and just that look he gives the guy after he gets slapped twice is some of the best acting I've ever seen just right there. Just that, like, why are you slapping the shit out of me look? I love that.
Well, the scene that I like is where they're in role and they're all laughing and then the director says, okay, stop laughing, and they stop and he just goes right into whatever the fuck he was saying to that other actor. I was like, it's funny. Yeah. I don't know.
And Dolph Lundgren.
And Dolph Lundgren.
He needs to be in more movies.
He doesn't, but I mean, when was the last time a movie he was in got a theatrical release? Like
he star like no, like he headlined is what Mike is saying.
Oh, no, he's headlined the movie in fucking forever.
That's true. I kind of forgot about Expendables.
Yeah, because he's been
blonde guy. He cuts pirates in half with grenade launchers.
He's the guy that you didn't expect to be the chemist, but he actually was a chemist, and he actually in real life has like a
super smart.
He's actually super smart. It's weird, right?
Outside, I can't say outside Expendables. God damn it!
But see, you can't
because he hasn't done any unless you want to include the Punisher from 1986.
Not even that, like
Universal
not even...
Soldier got theatrical release.
The newest one?
No.
He's talking about the one that Dolph Lundgren.
Okay.
But
well, he's in the
newer one.
But I mean, he didn't headline the new one.
He did. Oh, not the new one. No, not
the new one. The old one.
The original.
Yeah, and that was still back in the early 90s.
I think that might have been his last theatrical release that he headlined.
And then he kind of disappeared.
Who knows? Maybe. Nah, he puts out.
Maybe Hail Caesar's is his saving
every
grace.
Year. Yeah,
it brings him back to the forefront.
But he stays busy. He's got that niche of that B movie action thing. Yeah. That's his playground right now, and he's about it.
Try to keep your dick in your pants. Think about this: a movie fight between Dolph Lundgren, Kevin Nash.
I'll take it. Super Shredder and Punisher. It's a crossover.
Kevin Nash has to be dressed like the Russian from Punisher.
From Punisher?
Just so it makes sense.
Yeah. He just warps fucking timelines. He just jumps back and forth.
He's Punisher, but not the Punisher fighting the Russian, but not
because,
the Russian.
Because like, the Dolph Lundgren Punisher is like regular 16, like Earth 1 type one, you know? And then like the Thomas Jane is Punisher from like Earth 2.
Yeah.
That's obviously a DC thing, but like, you know what I mean? Ultimate Universe versus Standard.
Standard, yeah.
And so, like, the ripple through time pulls the two into each other and like, mashes them. But Dolph Lundgren is the Punisher, and then you have Kevin Nash is the Russian before the stair fight.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Obviously, Dolph Lundgren is definitely going to win that fight if it's after the stairs.
Yeah, because that would be like beating a dead person.
No, that would be beating a dead person. Not like... Would be. Yeah. So dream that up, Mike. Have fun ripping your dick.
I'll write
later.
The movie. I'll write it out.
Yeah. With all those lines that you need.
Yeah.
Mike's like, I need my dream notebook.
I threw it away. Stupid trapper keeper.
God damn it. Anyway, I think that's a good place to end it.
Guess gonna get a different Dawson's Creek trapper keeper with Pacey on the spine. Oh, you're so gay for Pacey.
Right?
Johnny Mnemonic? That's probably his last theatrical release in between.
Was that after?
That was 95. That was after Universal Soldier.
That's 11. Jeez. That's so
Johnny Mnemonic? That is old.
That is old.
But
I'm
like looking.
I love that movie.
I'm looking at his other movies, and I recognize some of them, but they're all, you could tell just by looking at the cover art, they're all fucking non-wide releases. And then you get into the Expendables. So that's 15 years from Johnny Mnemonic to the Expendables. So he had a 15-year drought between wide theatrical release movies.
Johnny Mnemonic was 1995?
95. 2010 for the first Expendables.
Yeah, Jesus.
Jesus Christ. And then a couple Expendables movies, and then all of a sudden... Yeah.
Are you looking at IMDb?
Yeah.
Does it still list him for Kindergarten Cop 2?
Yeah.
Yes. I fucking can't wait.
Kindergarten Cop 2.
You didn't know that? We haven't talked about it on the show?
We might have. I don't know.
I think that's like a, like there's set pics of that. Like that's a done deal.
They're filming
it. Right?
Yeah. Like it's in post production right
now.
Yeah,
it's in post production.
Like that shit's happening. It might come out this year. Like that's how post production it is.
I kind of just wanted
to finally find out if it was actually a tumor.
Yeah.
It's not a tumor. Or it's not a tumor.
It's not a tumor.
If he dies, he dies.
I crush you like a bug. Says it to a little kid. Girls have vaginas. Boys have penises.
All right.
Oh, hey, did you see that thing about the ages of stars?
No.
They're, like, really, really old, like millions of years old?
No, like movie stars.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
The fact that, like, this year, Macaulay Culkin is the same age that Daniel Stern was when he played Merv in Home Alone.
That's weird.
And that...
That is weird.
Fucking what's his name? Daniel's son.
Yeah.
What's it? What is? I can't think of his name right now. Karate Kid, Daniel's son.
Yeah.
What's his name?
I don't know who you're talking about.
Oh my god! He's actually 3 years older than Pat Morita was when he played.
Whoa.
Yeah, Pat Morita was 51 years old when he played Mr. Miyagi in Karate Kid. Fucking Daniel's son, which I still can't think of his name right now, is 54 this year.
That is...
That's fucking crazy, right?
It's like that meme floating around and saying that Will Smith is the same age...
As Uncle Phil.
As Uncle Phil during the first season.
So yeah. People want to see like a remake of...
You're Uncle Will now.
Does that mean they're going to replace his wife in the third season and beyond?
For not getting all mouthy with the star?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Oh, Uncle Phil. All right, we'll wrap it up. That's it. Episode 100, kids.
You're welcome.
Comes naturally. We are...
Joe.
Mike.
I am Cody. And as usual, you just came naturally.
Thanks for joining us.
Yeah. Adios.
See you next week.